Maidstone. Congratulations to Marlene Bullerwell, who won the Maidstone Quilting Squares 2023 raffle quilt. A huge thank you goes out to everyone who purchased tickets. Total proceeds of $2,400 will be donated to STARS. Maidstone Senior Citizens Drop-In Center held its last meeting as a seniors association on September 29 with 10 people in attendance. By CRA's registered charitable organization rules, funds were dispersed to other qualifying registered charities in our community. In future, there will not be an official organization, but members will still gather with others for group social activities such as cards and other games on Mondays at 1:30 p.m. and coffee social on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Bingo will be played on Wednesday, November 1 at 1 p.m. and hopefully, this will be a weekly event if a good response is received. All bookings of the center are now handled by the Town of Maidstone, phone 306-893-2373. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club held their first general meeting of the 2023-24 season at Waseca Community Center on October 2. General leader this year is Christine Maya with assistant leaders Deidre Blith and Heather Gerlinski. Voting took place for the executive and other club positions. President is Caden Tuplin. Vice President, Sade Mosier. Secretary, Mickey Blith and Treasurer, Jace Maya. Other positions voted on were Junior Representative, Harper Johnston, Senior Representative, Isabel Harbin, Communications and Social Representative, Logan Gerlinski, and Photographers, Carly Maya, Harper Johnston and Jacob Gerlinski. Members are still deciding their projects and leaders. The next general meeting will be Monday, November 6 at 7 p.m. at Milliton Hall. New members are welcome. For more information, please contact Christine Maya at 306-893-2298. Kin Club Maidstone met on October 2 where they discussed current and upcoming events. The flamingo flocking was again a terrific success thanks to Maidstone, Waseca and surrounding area having flocking wars amongst themselves. The group had fun with this fundraiser for Telemiracle. The next event is tending bar and providing DD service at Maidstone Arena's Oktoberfest October 14. Maidstone Grace Community Youth Group made an exciting trek to Sunderland Corn Maze October 5. 13 youth, 5 littles and 6 leaders, drivers enjoyed the outing despite the near-zero temperature and, although there were a few disappearing acts, nobody got lost. Youth group, grade 7 to 12, meets every Thursday at 7 p.m. Leaders are Melanie Pompu 306-716-6682 and Alex Pompu 306-716-6631. About 60 people participated in the third annual Glow Run for Cystic Fibrosis in memory of Amy Gray Carroll October 7. The event was organized by the Maid 2 Run crew, Maidstone Kin Club and Tabitha Ballin. Between e-transfers and donations at the run walk, just over $1,700 was raised. Thank you to Maidstone RCMP for lending lights, Synergy Credit Union for the snacks for participants afterwards and Maidstone Museum for use of the museum as a gathering place before and after as well as the use of their facilities. From information submitted by Tiffany Tellinga, time to fall back will soon be upon us. In the wee hours of November 5th, daylight savings time will end, so remember to turn back your clocks by 1 hour when you go to bed the night of November 4th. This applies to us in Maidstone and area as we observe Mountain Standard Time, but it does not apply to most of Saskatchewan who is on Central Standard Time and doesn't change their clocks at all. Other upcoming events. October 15th Swedish Smorgasbord at Milliton Hall 4 to 7 p.m., 17 miles north of Maidstone on Highway 21. October 18, Family Play and Learn, at Radishniak Elementary School in Pre-K Room 1 to 2:30 p.m. October 18 Maidstone Healthcare Auxiliary Pie Bingo at Legion Hall 7 p.m. Alderwood Work, Supply Pies. October 20 Maidstone Community Calendar Deadline. Keep your local news a touch away by bookmarking the News Optimist homepage at this link.